Tuesday night, or Lazayan Shvat, or whatever it is. Someone ran away. He would have enjoyed it. Okay, he should have stayed. Oh no, he's here. Steve, you're gonna enjoy tonight. I don't know why I pick you, but you will. I guarantee it. Someone asked me Friday night a very interesting shiloh. If you bake challah or whatever, a dough, and you forget to take challah, so you can take afterwards once it's baked. Right? People know that. You mafresh challah after the afiyah. So what about the oven and the pan? If it was on a cookie sheet, l'chayr it should become osur. Tevel. The challah's tevel when you baked it. If you didn't take challah, from when you could be mafresh later, but it doesn't help l'mafreya. So that means at the time it was baking, it's tevel, which is osur to eat. So l'chayr you asad your oven and you asad the cookie sheet if it's on a cookie sheet. So he said he didn't find anyone talk about it. So I said, no, on the oven, it's a good question. It's a very good question. On the oven, maybe it's not so schwer, because me'ikar adin, we would assume there's no zeya in something like baking challah. We would assume that. But on the cookie sheet, it is. And also, we're machmir, and we assume zeya. And it's a good question. So I said, we have to cash everything. It's not that hard to do. You don't have to... Anyway, so I looked around. I did a little research, and it is discussed by contemporary poskim, and they say something very fascinating. I find it very interesting. I assumed for Dover Poshut, when I said it's indeed a problem, that the hafrosha that you're taking, you're being mafresh when it's bread, doesn't help on the blia. Blia is blia. It's tam v'lo mamosho. Everybody knows what I'm talking about, right? The hafrosha doesn't help on the blia. There's no mamoshos there. How could it? Right? Now the hafrosha helps on all the tevel. Hello, everybody? The hafrosha helps on the tevel. So I assume for the dover portion it does not help on the blia. Because the blia has no mamoshos. How could a hafrosha help for a blia? But it seems, I looked around and saw, that they say as follows. Within 24 hours of the baking, when it's ben yomo, then you should have in mind then the blia is called be'en, and you can be mafresh on the blia. You're not going to get min hamukuf, but okay, you can't really get min hamukuf, but b'di'evad you don't need min hamukuf, and this is as b'di'evad as it comes, I assume. I mean, I guess you could be mafresh in the oven, but I don't think that would be called mukuf to a blia anyway. So forget about min hamukuf. In case you know what that means. If you don't know what it means, so you already forgot about it. So they say within 24 hours you could be mafresh on a blia, and you should have in mind when you're mafresh on the bread, if you forgot to take challah, so you should have in mind the blia if you're doing it within 24 hours of the baking. After 24 hours, you take after kasher. You have in mind that you're being mafresh on the blia also. You're being mafresh on these 10 challahs and on the blia of the baking. That's all. So, and after 24 hours, you talk after kasha. Okay? That's it for today.